back to me, you always have contingency plans. You go into a battlefield situation, and 9 times out of 10, it's not what intelligence said it was going to be. And what do I do in those circumstances if the market is not the way that it's supposed to be at the time frame that I'm in it?
The Vince Rowe Weekend Show. No assembly required. No yard implements needed. Saturday mornings at 6 on the Biz Radio Network.
This is Arturo De Leon with Scott Boats in Bar Talk on Biz Radio. I believe we have another caller.
That is Vernon in Houston.
Vernon?
Uh-huh.
You have a question for us today?
Yes. I'm in the waste oil business. And when I first started this business about 13 years ago, it was just like picking up scrap oil. My wife was employed for about 3 years. She hasn't worked in 8 years. And in the process of oil going up, I started making a lot of more money. And I hadn't filed since 93. I've been living in a home. I've done major repairs as well as a home improvement. And I haven't filed since 93 because I guess after I went about 5 or 6 years, I just didn't file. And I want to know what's my option now that I'm making more and more money. I'm going to have to start sooner or later. What do you think?
Well, right, Vernon. You said it all when you said you have to start sooner or later. I would start by filing the most current tax return. I would file the 06 as soon as possible and start accumulating your information for those prior years the best that you can. Hire a professional. It's possible that in some of those old years you don't owe any tax because the business was just getting started. Possibly if there was withholding on your wife's income during the years that she did work, you might even have an overpayment. You probably won't be able to get that refund if there was an overpayment, but at this point, there's so many years unfiled that your goal would be, obviously, to minimize the tax because there are penalties associated with all those years that went unfiled. So, I mean, it's going to take a tightening of the belt, determination, but you've got to start filing one of your years now. And you know, I would start with the 06, and because it's even though it's a little late, you talk to a professional. One of your questions is probably going to be, you know, is that going to trigger a red flag, or are they going to start looking for me? I mean, those are questions that professional will have to answer. Generally, the answer to that is probably not right away. Anyway, you know, you'll have plenty of time to file those returns, but you know, you've got to be determined to do it. And thanks for calling today.
Good question.
And thanks for listening to Mark. Before the break, Scott, we were talking about individual retirement accounts. So I think we covered the individual retirement traditional IRA and the Roth IRA, and let people know that they may be able to do that in addition to whatever retirement plan that they have through their employer or in their own business. Now, one thing to remember before we leave the IRAs is that if your spouse is covered by an employer plan, but you're not, then you can make the contribution to the individual retirement account and receive the deduction for the traditional IRA. So sometimes we're under the impression that if one spouse is covered by a retirement plan at work or through business, that perhaps we cannot take that deduction. Some of the other changes in 401k area and the simple IRA, the simple plan area, are that the government gave us a boost. So, for instance, the maximum 401k contribution for 2007 is $15,500. But if you're 50 or older, by the end of the year, you can contribute an additional $5,000 into that 401k plan. There is a caveat on that. Your employer, or if it's your plan in your business, you must have made amendments to your plan to allow the catch-up provision. So most plans provide those amendments automatically if they're done through third parties. So it's probably very likely that most individuals and businesses have made these amendments. And for the simple plan, which is a simpler version of the 401k that doesn't require as much administrative, the maximum contribution for 07 is $10,500, and they'll allow you an additional $2,500 if you're 50 by the end of the year, Scott. A couple of other changes to the retirement plan area, and then we'll move on to income and deductions after the next break. They're giving employers a credit for half of the first $1,000 it costs to set up a new plan. So this is to encourage small businesses to adopt plans. So, for instance, There are some administrative costs sometimes involved with starting up a plan, such as a 401k or a simple plan. So if it costs you $1,000 to do that, you'll get a credit on your tax return for the first 3 years you have that plan of $500. This is Bar Talk with Arturo De Leon and Scott Boats. We're covering individual income tax and small business tax planning, year-end planning for 2007. After the break, we'll be talking about income and deductions. Thanks for tuning in to Bar Talk.
If you have questions, give us a call at 877-777-7713, 877-777-7713. This is Bar Talk.
This is the Biz Radio Network.
Art De Leon is a Texas-certified public accountant and attorney. He's assisted small business